Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine your voice, your message can be heard by listeners in any country in the world. Live with Kathy is archived. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of these shows. And within minutes, the show has circled the world. And I'm just so excited about the Olympics. Are you all watching it? I know great minds of a new age. But where do the games begin? There are four Greek sites where Herculean athletes, including Plato, competed for top prizes. Who thought of it? You see, the great minds of the New Ages goes back hundreds and, to 776 B.C., and A.D. 393 by the Roman Emperor. Now, you know, I'm really not too great on some of the pronunciations, so just bear with me. Now, if you want to weigh in, if you want to be part of this exciting show today, two parts. First, I love to talk about the Olympics. Call in 347-637-3789. Guest call in 347-637-3789. Do you have the Olympic mindset? You see, it's one thing to be invited to meet the criteria of being an Olympiad, but you just didn't do that just to be promoted, to be selected. You want to stand on top of that podium with a gold medal in your hand. Silver is not too shabby, nor is bronze. But how do you feel? Can you be an Olympiad? But you see, it's not only exercise. Are you an Olympiad in your thinking? Do you have a message for millions of people out there that are just breathtakingly waiting to hear the dream that's dancing in your heart? Do you have a dream? Do you have a mission? It all begins with your freedom of choice. Now, if none of these Herculean people, going back thousands of years, didn't follow their dream, I wouldn't be having this show today. We would not be enjoying the athleticism of the gymnasts, the volleyball players, the men and women. But, you know, sidebar, I raised my kids on chiropractic, and I am everything that I do today is chiropractic. When I see these gymnasts, what are they, 19, 20, even younger? And I see all of these guys slam dunking their backs. Oh, boy. Mićmo vidit, in Croatian, that's we shall see in when they're in their 30s, 40s. The back problems that they're going to have, is it worth it? What do you think? Is it worth it? You see, I didn't know that being on point, I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. I didn't know that being on point was going to injure my back. You know, when you're young, life is yours to dare, you're bulletproof. And then I segued into the world of fashion in high heels. Then, of course, you know, I'm an exercise evangelist. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. Climbing 50 flights in 9 minutes in 2014. And then, of course, you know, in 2013, 14, 15, 16, Oh, my sweet little boy, Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, he had many health challenges that I had to tend to, and I had no problem. Oh, and I do miss him, my little pinky hold. 64 years together. But I digress. Call in number is 347-637-3789. When and where do the games begin? Listening to Life with Kathy. Some dream of going to the Olympics. And this is by Bill Hayes. I long dreamed of going to Olympia. I wanted to take a solo road trip like no other, searching for the four sites of the ancient Greek athletic games. And that was going to be a precursor to the Olympic spectacle. Of course, now it's on until the 25th. Did you know that they were called the Pan-Hellenic Games? And they were open to athletes across the Greek Empire. But Olympia's festival was always the most prestigious, the first to be established. Look at the history here. In 776 BC, and the last to go abolished in after Christ, 393, by the Roman Emperor Theodosius, a Christian who deemed them pagan rituals. How did they know? Have you ever wondered, where did we really come from? And how did it all happen? Though the games at Olympiad, took place every 4 years. This was one way the Greeks measured time, with the other three held in the interval. I could picture Herculean athletes hurling the discus, boxing, wrestling, or chariot racing to take home the top prize. You want to know what the top prize was? A simple crown. Olive branches at Olympiade, laurel at Delphi, wild celery at Nemanea, and pine at Isthmia. Such figures are depicted on an ancient vases and vessels, in statuary, and nowadays in recreated scenes on History Channel specials. How exciting. Backward. Turn backward, O time, in your flight. Take me back. Two great minds just for tonight. And that goes all the way back to 776 before Christ. Who was the instigator? Who were the instigators? Many of the sites had held deep religious significance for the Greeks, who dedicated the games and individual victories to their deities. Who were they? What were they? And of course, darling, you know that the lifespan at that time could not have been too long. But do log on and Google, where and when did all of the games begin? How exciting. And their top prize with a crown. Okay, a little potpourri here. 10 best and worst Olympic theme songs. Oh, the very best. I will give you. I'm not going to go through all 10 because there is so much that we have to cover today. Don't you just love Whitney Houston? One Moment in Time. Just let that resonate with you. One Moment in Time. the gold standard by which all Olympic theme songs should be judged. Also written for the 1988 summer event, this top five hit perfectly encapsulated the spirit of the game, giving one's all, facing the pain, and ultimately becoming more than I thought I could be. But it's also an expertly constructed pop anthem, which gradually builds to a trumpeting finish as Houston belts, "I will be free." It's a knockout vocal performance that only she was capable of giving, and one that elevates this from a rousing torch song to a timeless classic. The second, "The Power of the Dream" by Celine Dion. Do you prefer the Canadian diva's performance at the 1996 Summer Olympics kickoff, anchored by her silky vibrato and formidable belt, or do you favor the milder rendition at the game's closing ceremony, sung by 600 children from Atlanta, who joined hands and their voices drove home the anthem's hopeful message? Either way, you can't go wrong. So, darlings out there, what dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? What message do you have for the world, for billions of people? You have a place to fill. If you don't fill it, who will? I want you to be a trailblazer in 2016. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So before we go into the core of the show, the great minds of the new age, I want to acknowledge my Olympiads. Sponsors, but I really think of them as partners. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but did you know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool and learning curve? What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Do you always want to have your own half-hour radio show? I could make that happen. Contact information, email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Share with me your dream. We could make it happen together. You're not alone. Our world is shrinking. And on Blog Talk Radio, thousands of shows and millions of listeners that want to hear your story, your way, your message. And be sure and log on simplyageless.net and click on all of Z buttons. And click on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And click on all of the buttons. But now, can't you just feel the energy? Can't you just feel the brotherhood and sisterhood of iron workers and impact? They're Olympiads. They're titanic, shaping and bridging the future, your future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Nothing that you look at today would exist without iron workers. And they work hand in glove with Impact. Impact, that's the company that brings the iron workers together with the ownership of what needs to be built. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Workers, Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Don Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about the guts of impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the Trades, Iron Workers International. What's my mission and purpose? I want to introduce you to iron workers, and I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of the brotherhood and sisterhood, solidarity. Did you know that iron workers, you guys and gals, offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. They stood on the mountaintop. They were the Olympiads in 2009. They got the gold medal for excellence. Log on heparks.org and click on the 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Kopp. She does a magnificent job. Bored and lonely? Hey, Tootsie, pick up the mirror and say hello the one who is creating your life. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Have a little question, a query? You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Oh, you bet it does. Stress, anger, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging and death. Death, you know, this is your life. This is the only one that you're going to have. This is not a dress rehearsal. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's available through me. Email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. There's an e-book and a soft copy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. Stop and think. What were your thoughts today? Can you change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline? Yeah, that's the title of her book. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And when you go to bed at night, clear your mind of all the negativity. Because 2 hours into sleep, the brain and the body talk to each other. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, hey, don't you know that home-based businesses are exploding? More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing, and it could be you. You're smart enough. You don't need a ton of money, and you don't need a college degree. When you have your... See, I started my own home-based business when I was 25. It's a way to fulfill your dreams. It fulfilled mine. Reach your goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself and encouraging me to believe in me. The authentic you keeps surfacing, and the authentic me keeps surfacing and surfacing and surfacing. Did I pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, when you're on simplyageless.net or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, be sure and click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. No one in the world has thought of it. Our bags are packed. We'd love to entertain you. Then scroll down to the books The Elixir of Youth, nonfiction. Kathy Watson. Choices, nonfiction. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Available at Author House and Amazon.com. We bared our soul so that you don't feel alone. Scroll down to the heart of the lion. My trip to Africa. With Tom Patrick. He and I wrote that book together. But I wrote a journal. And any of your trips, take a tablet with you and just write down, jot little things. When I read the journal, I go, oh, yes, I remember that. It was marvelous. And I was part of the Hell's Angels. We had our own little group. Oh, what memories. What memories. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. David Ricklin, available at Amazon.com. The Heart of the Lion is available at Ex Libris and Amazon. These are not coffee table books. They're there. They should be on your desk, and you just reach for it, reach for it. By the way, this Friday, the 19th, I'm inviting all of the contributing authors in Choices to share their story with you. There are 14 of us. Now, unfortunately, oh, Steel Mill Mama shows no signs of retiring. Bonnie Rooks, she passed away several years ago, but her memory and spirit is alive. And I'll share her story. And then I'm Adopted and Special, We Choose You by Lee Patrick. She passed away several years ago, and that was Tom's mom. Now, To Live or To Die, I Chose to Live by Sheila Kay. It's Never Too Late by Joan Sippage. Viva Reviva, Stephen Stressler. Living My Life in Paradise, Steel Mill Mama, My Life's Work. I'm Adopted and Special, from Stargazing to Wonderment. Divine Intervention, The Choice Was Clear. We Also Have a Choice, from Behind the Berlin Wall to Freedom in Germany. The Will to Be Happy, Crisis or Opportunity, My Journey of Choices. The book is dedicated to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. So mark your calendar. That is Friday at 12:30. And now back to Backward Turn Backward. Oh, time in your flight, take me back to great minds just for tonight. Circa 1980, there are those who have seen into the heart of the universe and recognized that there is a place of light, love, justice, and truth. Among them are those whose minds have changed the course of human history, pointing the way to a newness in uniting the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson, 1803 to 1882, emphasized that God indwells each person. I have this here. There are those who have seen, those who had vision, futuristic visions. And he said, Ralph, Waldo Emerson, it is a secret which every intellectual man quickly learns, that beyond the energy of his possessed and conscious intellect, he is capable of a new energy by abandonment to the nature of things, that beside his privacy of power, as an individual man, there is a great public power on which he can draw by unlocking at all risk his human doors and circulate the thoughts that circulate through him. Then he's caught up into the life of the universe. His speech is thunder, his thought is law, and his words are universally intellectualized. That is, and Galileo. He was an Italian astronomer, mathematician, physicist. By investigating the natural law, he laid the foundation for modern experimental science, and his astronomical discoveries vastly enlarged man's concept of the universe. We forget about that. When and where did it all begin? And here is Quimby, American healer. Though little known today, he pioneered methods for healing physical disease by mental means of virtually all of contemporary holistic healing owes a primary debt to his brilliant and this original thinker. And that goes back to circa 1800s. Mr. Eckhart. 1260 to 1327. He was a German mystic. His burning sense of God's nearness to man made him a pivotal figure in revealing the relationship of Christianity to the great universal spiritual movements of the world. Ah, and here is Giordano Bruno. 1548 to 1600. An Italian philosopher, a revolutionary thinker who challenged all dogmatism. He was one of the first to realize that the universe must be infinite and contain innumerable worlds. He was put to death by the Inquisition of a heretic. My. And onward. Emma Curtis Hopkins, metaphysical teacher, gifted at arousing the hidden creative potential in her students. She was known as the teacher of teachers because so many of her pupils became influential teachers and founders of metaphysical movements worldwide. Remember I told you earlier, the brain and the body talk to each other? Our bodies and brains don't age. We do by our choices. And then Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955, American, German-born physicist, an intellectual and intuitive giant. His theories unlocked secrets of the cosmos, revolutionizing humanitarian views of space, time, gravitation, energy, matter, and the entire physical universe. He lived 76 years. The new minds, the great minds of the ages. Ernest Holmes, 1887-1960, The Science of Mind. An American metaphysician, author, and lecturer. A student of the world's great spiritual systems, he sought their common principles and synthesized them in his classic book, The Science of the Mind. He changed my life. Your greatest power, that of choice. The great minds of the New Age, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee, Jesus. Jesus the Christ, 4-8 BC to AD 29. Jesus is a common name in the Middle East and means Savior, while Christ is a title which means the Anointed One and denotes a quality of God-like consciousness. Jesus the Christ thus represented the human embodiment of divinity. I want to read that again. Jesus the Christ thus represented the human embodiment of divinity. Until tomorrow, make it a great day. Stay beautiful and healthy. and realize your dream. Au revoir.